We have a new feature we'd like to introduce today. It's called Words You'll Hear This Week. This is where we're going to try to help us all understand the stories we're going to be hearing more about over the course of the week. And today, our word is synod.
Opening the synod with a solemn mass in St. Peter's Square.
Well, we just completed the extraordinary synod on the family in Rome.
Pope Francis called for an extraordinary synod of bishops to discuss the
Catholic bishops and other representatives of the world's more than 1 billion Roman Catholics are meeting in Rome today for the start of the Synod on Family. This meeting will guide church teaching on issues like marriage, divorce, and contraception. We wanted to find out more about a synod and what to expect at this one, so we called Kathleen Sprose Cummings. She heads the Kushwa Center for the Study of American Catholicism at the University of Notre Dame. Professor Cummings, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle.
First of all, what is a synod, and am I pronouncing the word correctly?
You are pronouncing it correctly. A synod, small s, comes from a Greek term which means assembly or meeting. It's similar to the Latin word for that translates as council. There are synods that take place in a variety of different denominations that are a meeting of church leaders. The synod with a capital S refers in the Catholic Church to a meeting of a group of bishops, and this particular synod is convened to focus on the family.
So are only bishops attending?
No, there will be bishops attending, but there are also other people who are invited as observers, and that includes 17 married couples as well as 17 individuals. Now, those people don't have a vote or a voice necessarily, but their perspectives are able to be shared, but it is the bishops who are the actual members of the synod.
Now, some observers are saying that this particular synod could become one of the defining moments of the papacy of Pope Francis. Do you think that that's true, and why are people saying that? Why are the stakes so high, if indeed they are?
I think that's absolutely true. And it's funny, you know, we have all been so focused here on Pope Francis's visit to the United States, which was certainly very important for us as a nation. But when it comes to the whole church and in terms of long-term effects, it's really the synod that is the big event of this fall.
Because why?
Because they are discussing issues that go to the heart of what it means to be a Catholic living in a particular culture, and issues that are very central to Catholic teaching, issues related to the family. And there was another synod about a year ago called an extraordinary synod on the family that laid out an agenda for this one, and it's going to deal with some very contentious issues within the church, specifically how to respond to Catholics who are separated or divorced, whether they'll have access to the sacraments or not. Presently, they do not. Issues about how to respond to gay and lesbian Catholics will be debated. And I think these are issues that divide us here in the United States very sharply, issues about gay marriage. I mean, the sacramental question about whether separated and divorced Catholics can receive the sacraments, that might be something that's, you know, definitely much more insider. But I think these broader issues look at our national conversation about these issues and how much division they cause. And Pope Francis, you know, I lost count of how many times during his visit to the United States he used the word dialogue and encounter. And he stressed it's important to have a conversation. And I think it's a conversation that people from a variety of religious backgrounds and traditions are going to be watching very closely.
Kathleen Sprose Cummings heads the Kushwa Center for the Study of American Catholicism at the University of Notre Dame in Indiana, and she was telling us about the upcoming synod, which starts in Rome today. Professor Cummings, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Michelle.